your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Highs level off around 92 this afternoon under mainly clear skies. Winds out of the south, 10 to 20 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered storms. Tonight, lows level off around 58, partly cloudy skies. Slight chance for scattered storms. Tomorrow, highs level off around 73, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 82.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. A recent economic study indicates public-private U.S. agricultural export market development programs remain highly effective and generate a substantial return on investment. The study, welcomed by the Coalition to Promote U.S. Agriculture Exports, was conducted by IHS Markit and Texas A&M. The researchers say MAP and FMD have accounted for 13.7%, or almost $648 billion, of all the revenue generated by U.S. ag exports from 1977 through 2019. In a letter sent out last month, members of the coalition and additional organization asking the U.S. House and Senate Ag Appropriations Subcommittee leadership to maintain funding of at least $200 million for the Market Access Program and $34.5 million for Foreign Ag Market Development Program in fiscal year 2023. Citing strong competition for growing global food demand, the organization said the modest investments are invaluable, racing to reclaim global export markets shut off during the pandemic and diversifying markets amid war and geopolitical unrest. National Cattlemen's Beef Association condemning the Meat and Poultry Special Investigator Act of 2022. It was approved by the House Ag Committee. NCBA Vice President of Government Affairs Ethan Lane said the legislation rushed through the legislative process, he says, without consideration of the confusing bureaucratic mess it would create. The Special Investigator Bill would create new position within the USDA with prosecutorial and subpoena power. The North American Meat Institute agrees in the statement, saying USDA and the Department of Justice already have the authorities the bill would grant, making an expansion of government bureaucracy. But the National Farmers Union says the bill would increase enforcement of competition laws and boost USDA's resources to investigate abusive market practices. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
When you're working cattle, make it easier by getting everything you need at Valley Vet in Marysville. For vaccinating calves, Valley Vet's combination shots save time and stress on the calf. Valley Vet knows the importance of nutrition and cattle health. That's why they carry Cargill's Right Now Weatherized Performance Mineral at a low price. Put that mineral in a feeder with a fly killer cover and cut down on your pink eye problems. Let the staff at Valley Vet's retail store help prepare you for pasture season. Valley Vet in Marysville.
Valley Vet Supply.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Law enforcement authorities are investigating two reports of missing bank deposits in Riley County. On Tuesday morning, officers filed a report for theft in the 300 block of Tuttle Creek Boulevard and in the 400 block of East Points in Manhattan. That's according to Riley County Police Department activity report. Best Buy reported money was missing after a known male suspect was supposed to deposit $4,903. Ross Dress for Less reported money was missing after the same male suspect was supposed to deposit $5,117. The Shawnee Heights School Board voted to accept recommendations of a district review committee and continue making available to students five books targeted for removal by community members. The books about racism, gender, and personal relationships were brought into question because individuals outside the district, including a Republican state senator from Topeka, thought the content was inappropriate for students in the public school. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
At Midwest Kia, there's no stopping us. We have sold over 200 new Kias in the last 2 months, all to our local community. And Midwest Kia gives you a number of ways to save. Don't pay a penny over MSRP. Save at the pump with one of our four hybrid electric vehicles. Plus, get transparent pricing and fair value for your trade. It's all part of Midwest Kia's better way to buy. And with truckloads of new Kias coming in, there's no stopping us. Every new Kia comes with a market-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Come in and drive off the lot in a new Kia, or reserve yours today with our simple and transparent reservation process. At Midwest Kia, there's no stopping us. Get into a new Kia today, and don't pay a penny over MSRP. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com for a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience, and you'll see why people are singing,
"We want to see you in a Midwest Kia."
Warranties are limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
A man was taken to a local hospital following a two-vehicle collision Wednesday morning on a highway just east of Topeka, authorities said. The collision was reported at 8:51 a.m. on K4 Highway, just north of U.S. 40 Highway. According to the KHP Online crash log, a 2007 Ford F-150 pickup and a 2017 Ford Escape Sport Utility Vehicle were traveling south on K4 at the time of the collision. As the F-150 was attempting to make a U-turn, the patrol said it turned in front of an Escape. The driver of the F-150, identified as Christopher Paris Trendle, 57, of Topeka, was transported to Stormont Vale Hospital with suspected minor injuries. The driver of the Escape, Amelia Celeste Bruzvan, 48, of Tonganoxie, was reported uninjured. And last night's winning Powerball numbers were 40, 41, 58, 64, 65, and the Powerball was 17. The next drawing will be on Saturday night. The jackpot is at $117 million. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Gas prices got you like... Gas prices may keep you at home a little more than normal this summer. That's okay. Feel like a kid again and treat yourself to a new internet plan.
Get Blue Valley Internet Service or upgrade your speed to get a $50 Sinclair gas card. Then play through your day with kid-like excitement. Call Blue Valley Technologies at 877-876-1228 to get rolling with new internet today.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. The mega drought fueled by climate change that has long gripped the western U.S. is now moving eastward. And that's behind a simmering dispute over how much water Colorado and Nebraska are entitled to take from the South Platte River, which supplies both Metro Denver's booming population and expansive agriculture on both sides of the border. Nebraska stunned Colorado when it said it wants to invoke an old compact that allows it to seize Colorado land and build a canal to divert water from the river. A 24-year-old man was arrested on multiple charges after a search warrant was served in Genoa Tuesday night. The Nance County Sheriff's Office said around 5 p.m. the Sheriff's Office, along with the Central Nebraska Special Response Team, served the warrant at 311 North Oak Street. Deputies located and seized over 1 ounce of suspected methamphetamine, a firearm, and ammunition. Austin Johnston Kowalski, a convicted felon who lives at the residence, was arrested on numerous felony charges. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54. Proudly serving farmers and ranchers with weekly cattle sales each Thursday at 11 a.m. The order of sale is stock cows and bulls, followed by calves, feeder cattle, then butcher cows and bulls. The goal at El Dorado Livestock Auction is to use an honest, full-value approach that attracts the best buyers and creates a competitive market for our sellers. El Dorado Livestock Auction strives to develop a friendly, personal relationship with each customer and understand their individual business needs. You can see a full list of consignments online at eldoradolivestock.com or pick up the phone and call 316-320-3212 with any questions. El Dorado Livestock Auction, a sale every Thursday at 11 a.m. El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A full schedule of summer community events are on tap with Waterville's annual Nickel Day celebration next weekend, May 28th. June kicks off with Big Blue River Days, car show and barbecue in Marysville, June 3rd through the 5th. Sam Wymore Days are June 10th through the 12th, as well as the annual Washington County Rodeo. Frankfort Summerfest is planned June 18th, and Homestead Days in Beatrice run June 22nd through the 26th. Hanover Days of 49 this year are June 23rd through the 25th. County Fair dates are out, with the Marshall County Fair slated July 16th through the 21st. This year's theme is Country Pride, County Strong, which was submitted by Elise Dagenborg. Early entries for the County Fair Parade, which will be Sunday, July 17th, are being accepted. Contact Crystal Busey with the City of Blue Rapids at 785-383-3909 or the Blue Rapids Chamber of Commerce. The Washington County Fair this year will be July 29th through the 23rd, Nemahal County July 22nd through the 26th, and Gage County July 27th through the 30th. In August, Axtell will celebrate 150 years during Discover Axtell Day August 13th, with the Beatty Model Festival August 20th, The Hollenberg Station Pony Express Festival is Sunday, August 29th, and the Palmer Fun Day is Labor Day weekend. The Big Kansas Road Trip will return to U.S. 36 Highway next year. The annual event was in southeast Kansas this weekend before past and was in Nemaha, Brown, and Donovan counties last year. Next year will be in Republic, Jewell, and Smith counties in north central Kansas, scheduled the first weekend in May 2023. Marshall County Community Band encourages any musicians interested in participating in summer performances to note rehearsal and performance dates. They'll begin rehearsal for Memorial Day Wednesdays, May 18th and 25th at 7 p.m. in the Marysville Junior Senior High Band Room. Summer concert series at the Kester House Park in downtown Marysville will run Wednesdays, June 8th through July 13th, with rehearsal each of those evenings beginning at 5:30 in the band room, and the public performance at 7:30 p.m. again Wednesdays, June 8th through July 13th. Meg Baker is the band director again this year, and the Marshall County Community Band has a Facebook page, which is updated. River Valley Extension focused on keys to embracing aging, with Tuesday programs in Washington and Clay Center. Healthy and safe lifestyle practices can help influence optimal aging and can assist with successfully and gracefully increasing longevity. Jordan Schutte is the agency and family advisor for aging in the River Valley District.
So how we take care of ourselves today, both physically, mentally, and throughout the years, is going to affect our natural process of aging. And many healthy centenarians or Americans who are 100 years old or older are teaching us that aging can actually be a really positive, joyful, and exciting experience.
Why More in Blue Springs community-wide garage sales will be this weekend. Posted hours Saturday and Sunday, 8 to 5. Some will be open Thursday and Friday as well. Laverne W. Herz, age 90, of Lynn, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Zion Lutheran Church in Lynn. Burial in the Emmanuel Lutheran Cemetery west of Lynn. Visitation Friday, 3 until 8. Family will see friends Friday, 5 until 7, at the Ward Funeral Home in Lynn, in charge of arrangements for Laverne Herz. Arlene A. Digg, age 87, passed away Friday. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, noon until 8. Family will receive friends Friday, 5 until 7, at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Arlene Digg. Forrest W. Frosty Tegadoff, age 83, of Washington, passed away February 6th. A celebration of life gathering is planned Saturday, May 21st, 2 until 4 p.m. at the Crossroads Community Church in Washington, with a Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Frosty Tegadoff. Marjorie E. Schmidt, age 94, passed away May 9th. Memorial service is planned Sunday at 2:30 at the Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home in Wymore. Private burial at Wymore Cemetery. Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home in Wymore in charge of arrangements for Marjorie Schmidt.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back pain, neck pain, reoccurring headaches, chiropractic care may be the answer you need. Call Dr. Michael Frank with Frank Chiropractic Care for an evaluation, diagnosis, and recommendation of treatment options. A natural method of healing that involves no drugs and no surgery, why wait another day? Call Frank Chiropractic Center in Marysville for an appointment today.
A salute to the seniors and the graduating class of 2022 of Frankfort High School. From J&R Market, Wanklin Oil, M&R Auto Parts, LC Grace's, and the First National Bank in Frankfort. This year's class includes Ethan Armstrong, Kirsten Betcher, Hugo Benetti-Alonzo, Javier Brandt, Kayla Corneliuson, Caden Dollinghouse, Grady Fox, Peyton Gerstner, Samuel Gross, Joey Hardwick, Corbin Jones, Morgan Joseph, Sebastian Kirk, Lorenzo Minore, Kelly Earlson, Cody Rogers, Abigail Rose, Grant Steffes, Julius Duder, and Jaden Thomas. A salute to the class of 2022 of Frankfort High School, from the Frankfort Community Care Home, Blue Valley Technologies, Frankfort Area News, Bat Tire, Parthamar Electric, and K&EY.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sky is staying nice and sunny today before another chance for some rain and thunderstorms tonight and early Friday. Today, we can expect to see highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s throughout Iowa, the lower to mid 80s throughout Nebraska, the lower 80s and the upper 90s throughout Kansas, and the upper 70s and lower 80s throughout Missouri. South winds will be fairly gusty between 5 and 25 and gusting as high as 35. A chance for some rain and thunderstorms overnight, cooling down with our lows in the mid 50s and lower 60s throughout Iowa, the upper 30s and mid 50s throughout Nebraska, the lower 40s and mid 60s throughout Kansas, and the mid 60s and lower 70s throughout Missouri. Showers may continue early on Friday, then some sunshine, but staying cooler with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s throughout Iowa, the lower 50s and upper 60s throughout Nebraska, and the upper 60s and lower 80s throughout Kansas. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-May 77, record high on this date 98, the average low 55, and the record low 32. Sunset this evening 8:37, sunrise in the morning at 6:11.
Call it a harvester, daddy long legs, or granddaddy long legs, but don't call it a spider. More about the eight-legged crawlers on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, May 19th, the 139th day of the year. Author Jody Pico was born on this day, and Secretariat won the Preakness Stakes on this day in 1973. We've been looking into facts about daddy long legs and were surprised to find how much confusion surrounds the gangly creature. Daddy or granddaddy long legs are not spiders, although they are members of the arachnid family. They're not poisonous. In fact, daddy long legs couldn't bite or sting if they wanted to. They're sometimes called vibrating spiders for the way they shake their bodies when threatened. And here's a piece of daddy long leg lore that farmers can put to the test. It's said that if you ask where one of your cows are, it will wave a leg in the right direction. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find out more fun facts at almanac.com.
Garrett's Country Mart honors and supports the fine men and women of the Sabetha Police Department and takes this time to thank them for their unwavering dedication, honorable service, and daily protection. From Garrett's Country Mart in Sabetha, good food, good people, always proud to support our community. Cook & Company supports our local and all area law enforcement. Their dedication to serve and protect the community is appreciated. From Cook & Company in Seneca, with the widest selections of interior and exterior wood doors in North America, and quality handcrafted cabinetry that will add beauty to every room in your home.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, Bobby Witt Jr. and MJ Melendez homered, and fellow rookie Emmanuel Rivera hit a go-ahead triple to lead the Royals with a win over the Chicago White Sox 6-2 yesterday. The teams will conclude their series this afternoon. Ochai Agbaji and Christian Brown's measurements are on par with the typical NBA players at day one of the NBA Combine. Brown will also participate in the team scrimmages on day one. He's part of Team Johnson, along with Texas Tech's Bryson Williams. Jalen Wilson earned a spot at the NBA Combine after his 18-point performance at the G League's Elite Camp. He'll participate in the scrimmage on Team Weaver. And Wichita State softball team will have their first matchup at the NCAA Fayetteville Regional on Friday. Game time is approximately 7:30 p.m., and they'll take on the Oregon Ducks. Wichita State hasn't faced Oregon since 2009, long before Christy Breadbinner was at the helm of the program. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Want a great deal on a new or used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales. Looking for the place with that special buyout, a great new or used trailer? Well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got. Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Viola. Yeah, we make it easy.
Six of the best Kansas State football players in recent memory will have their names immortalized on the Ring of Honor inside Bill Snyder Family Stadium next season. And it's hard to imagine a more star-studded group of former playmakers. The list includes Arthur Brown, a linebacker from 2011 to 2012, Larry Brown, a running back from 1967 to 68, Darren Howard, a defensive end from 96 to 99, Colin Klein, quarterback from 2009 to 12, Tyler Lockett, wide receiver from 2011 to 14, and L. Roberson, a quarterback from 2000 to 03. The Wildcats 2022 Ring of Honor class will be honored during the season opener against South Dakota on September 3rd. Daniel Saloy scored two goals to spark Sporting Kansas City to a 2-1 victory over the Colorado Rapids. Saloy gave Sporting KC, who is now 3-7-3, a 1-0 lead in the 24th minute. The Rapids pulled even with a goal in the 29th minute. However, Saloy's game winner came 5 minutes into the second half. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Tees Grocery is proud of the talented boys and girls on the Clifton Clyde Eagles track team for their good sportsmanship and determination, and knows the athletes possess the skill to go all the way. So good luck at the playoffs. From all your friendly staff and loyal fans at Tees Grocery in Clifton, the local choice. Eisenbarth Plumbing is ready to cheer on the Nemaha Central Thunder track team. The fans know these amazing athletes are turning motivation into dedication. And that's how the boys and girls will defeat the competition. Good luck from Eisenbarth Plumbing in Seneca. Plumbing, heating, and air conditioning.
Kickafer & Bussing, certified public accountants in Marysville and now in Seneca, are qualified and available to assist you with all of your income tax and accounting needs. Stop by and visit Ken Kickafer, Kent Bussing, or their staff of certified public accountants and paraprofessionals. For prompt and friendly service, contact Kickafer & Bussing at their two locations, 1100 Broadway in Marysville at 562-2100, or 508 Main Street in Seneca at 336-2400 to set up an appointment. Kickafer & Bussing, where quality begins.
When you roller, send for Schroller.
For complete body repair, see Jeff at Schroller Collision Center. A family business for several generations, let Jeff and his quality crew help you with your auto needs. Schroller Collision Center, 701 Carolina, 562-3546.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that make people want to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why John Bannister in Marysville focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on. Find out for yourself and put the life back in life insurance. Call on State Farm Agent John Bannister, 1022 Broadway in Marysville today.
Skid Animal Repellents offer all-natural, effective plant protection for your garden, trees, and shrubs. It's proven effective against deer, rabbits, voles, elk, moose, squirrels, and other herbivores. Plant Skid is OMRI-listed for organic use, and you don't need to reapply after every rain or snow. Plus, it has built-in soil enhancement for bigger, healthier plants. Plant Skid is made in the USA and available at independent garden centers across the country. Find out more at plantskydd.com.
Gardeners have long been into aromatherapy. We look for beautiful and fragrant plants to enjoy in our gardens, bouquets, potpourries, and sachets. Add more fragrance to your gardens and containers this year. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Identify overlooked opportunities to boost your landscape's aromatic appeal. Thyme has long been used alongside steppers to add fragrance with each step taken along the pathway. Annual Sweet Alyssum won't tolerate foot traffic, but makes a nice edge where you can enjoy its fragrance. Fill planters and window boxes with fragrant flowers like heliotrope, dianthus, pansies, petunias, and more. Just take a whiff of the flowers at the garden center and make sure the variety you select is fragrant. Consider some permanent plantings like peonies, lilacs, mock orange, Daphne, and roses. Use them near sitting areas where you can enjoy their fragrant blossoms. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Have insects such as aphids or fungus gnats invaded your plants? Fight back with Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits. Organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil kills insect pests on indoor and outdoor plants. All-natural Summit Mosquito Bits kill fungus gnat larvae in container plants. Both products are harmless to people, pets, and wildlife. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
One of his medical doctor's first patients when he came to town was a horse. He was glad to treat the horse, but he was there to help people. In time, the chance to work with humans rather than horses did occur, and he gained a good reputation, a reputation that lives on today. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
As Becky Pollock explains, a doctor whose name is known for some of the best medical care in the world began with some very humble beginnings in his field.
Well, it's fun to say that one of Dr. Mayo's first patients in Le Sueur was a horse. A gentleman said, "My horse is ill, can you help it?" And he was able to help the horse, which really helped his reputation locally.
Becky Pollock shares the story from the Mayo home in Le Sueur, Minnesota. She says Dr. Mayo was much more than a medical doctor in this small town.
Dr. Mayo actually in Le Sueur had many other professions, so he also edited the first newspaper in Le Sueur, and he operated a ferry boat to get people back and forth across the river, and he still had his farm and some cattle.
But it was medicine, of course, where Mayo made his name. Word of his ability as a doctor spread up and down the Minnesota River Valley. He had arrived here in Le Sueur in the 1850s after studying medicine in Indiana.
A lot of people would try any home remedy they could think of before they'd even go get the doctor. Most doctors just apprenticed from other doctors, and those doctors maybe didn't have any formal education either. So Dr. Mayo was very well educated for the time.
Today we know Mayo Clinic based in Rochester, not Le Sueur. The Civil War was the cause for that move.
He eventually became examining surgeon for the Civil War Army, and that position is what moved him to Rochester.
But perhaps he would have been a good doctor, yet one lost to history, if not for a natural disaster that struck the town and led his name to be tied to one of the best-known hospitals and clinics in the world. The story of that tragedy, a group of nuns, and some groundbreaking work are next time as we travel the countryside. In Le Sueur, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCray.
Auction for Daryl Totten will be held Saturday, May 21st at 414 C Street in Greenleaf starting at 10 a.m. Yard equipment includes a 1948 Alice Chalmers G tractor, a like-new PJ two-wheel flatbed trailer, a John Deere 425 lawn tractor, and a Dixon and Toro Titan zero-turn mower. Lots of antique radios and related equipment along with other households to sell. For complete listings and pictures, go to BoughtRealtyAuction.com. Again, that's May 21st at 10 a.m. in downtown Greenleaf. Auction conducted by Bought Realty and Auction.
Severe weather brings a host of challenges for the agritourism business. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Your operation will weather the storm a lot easier if you have a plan in place as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
This is Stormy Fields with your weather forecast. Today calls for a high of 68 degrees with sunny skies and not a cloud in sight.
Planting windows can close fast, so when you need both speed and accuracy, choose John Deere. Our ExactEmerge planters and precision ag technologies give you precise seed placement for uniform emergence and the efficiency you need to gain ground. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
This is the time of year when the risk of severe weather is high. Combine bad weather with oodles of patrons at your agritourism event and you could have a real emergency to deal with. The time to prepare is when the sun is shining. Everyone involved in your operation should help with planning and be on the same page knowing what to do. Danelle Biggett-Weddle is the Associate Director of the Center for Food Security and Public Health at Iowa State University. She says, as an example, what would you do with your customers if a tornado watch was issued for your area?
Would you notify the patrons that they're in a tornado watch? And if you are going to notify them, how? Or maybe you're like, I'm going to wait and see if it gets more serious. I might wait and see if a warning is issued. I might, at a watch level, ask people to leave. I might say shelter in place. Do you have the capability to shelter? Put your business in that situation today and think through, what would I do?
Biggett-Weddle says a well-prepared pick-your-own patch should have some type of notification system to warn people and let them know what to do in case of emergency.
They should have safe, sturdy buildings available for the maximum capacity of patrons and animals and marked as tornado shelters. Bathrooms are great tornado shelters. Cell phones, you know, after an event don't always work because the tower takes a tumble. So what do we have? And then what is the evacuation plan? What does the evacuation plan look like not only for you and your staff, but your customers?
Even if tornadoes aren't common in your area, know what your disasters are and how you would handle them. Learn more about severe weather emergency planning at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Thank you.
am fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
It may be tough to find good help these days, but not impossible. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Unlocking the power of your field data shouldn't be complicated. That's why you need the InCommand 1200, Ag Leader's in-cab display for every field activity and piece of machinery on your farm. The all-in-one display connects your entire operation, every season, display, field, and row. It's simple, it's smart, and it's just what your farming operation is missing. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information. In yesterday's show, I talked with Lori Culler, owner of the Michigan-based recruiting company Ag Hires, about the marketplace for jobs in agriculture. In short, there are more jobs open than qualified candidates to fill them at present. Culler says employers need to look their best to get a job seeker's attention.
We've got to get really good at kind of upselling, you know, who we are as a company. Let candidates get to know you. Your Facebook page needs to be strong. Your website presence needs to be strong. Your career page on your website needs to be strong. You're competing, you know, with all these other companies. So you really need to shine, basically, at that first hello.
Not surprising, but Culler says many job hunters are putting a priority on things other than salary and position.
Now is the time to really be a great marketer. So being able to talk about what your company offers, what your company does, what your company culture is, you know, who you are. More so than ever, candidates ask me, what is it like to work there? What's the culture like? And they are looking to work for companies who align, you know, with that same kind of vision, cultural feel.
Culler's website is aghires.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Cook Welding and Repair honors all the men and women who serve in the United States military. These brave individuals protect this great nation from all threats, foreign and domestic. America is the land of the free because of the brave. Thank you for your service. From the patriotic staff at Cook Welding and Repair in Baileyville. This Armed Forces Day, May 21st, Prairie View Industries salutes all of the men and women of the United States military for serving our great nation. The home of the free because of the brave. Thank you for your service. From Prairie View Industries in Fairbury, breaking down barriers with our access ramps.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, with high corn and soybean prices, along with cold, unfavorable growing conditions so far for the year of 2022, it is important for many farmers and ag producers to invest in fungicides to maximize their yields. And despite the high input costs, farmers should still consider fungicides to protect overall plant health and support yield potential. As Aaron Burke, business unit lead at North with Attica, offers his thoughts on the bump in fungicide demand and the opportunities that fungicides offer corn and soybean farmers for the year.
The high prices that we're experiencing with soybeans and corn has just made the ROI calculation for growers really easy to put a fungicide on and get incremental margin and benefit from it. So when you combine the yield bump that you can have with fungicides regardless of disease, a lot of the Strobilurin family has the ability to add 6 to 12 bushels, whether there's disease present or not. Growers are looking at the economics and really just determining how many times they're going to treat versus if they're going to treat.
He says the number one consideration in fungicide selection is field history and the historical challenge each individual farm has had.
The other thing to consider this year, again, because of the economics, is the number of applications. Historically, growers in corn have maybe balanced a choice between a V5 application and a VT application. Many of them this year are probably going to be looking at both. Growers need to be considering the timing of that application and communicating with their retailer. And the sooner that they do that, the better they can guarantee that they're going to have the timing and products that they need. Last thing to consider is all the options that are available for fungicides. Atticus has over 25 broadacre fungicides with both single active ingredients and mixtures.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
At Midwest Kia, there's no stopping us. We have sold over 200 new Kias in the last 2 months, all to our local community. And Midwest Kia gives you a number of ways to save. Don't pay a penny over MSRP. Save at the pump with one of our 4 hybrid electric vehicles. Plus, get transparent pricing and fair value for your trade. It's all part of Midwest Kia's better way to buy. And with truckloads of new Kias coming in, there's no stopping us. Every new Kia comes with a market-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Come in and drive off the lot in a new Kia, or reserve yours today with our simple and transparent reservation process. At Midwest Kia, there's no stopping us. Get into a new Kia today, and don't pay a penny over MSRP. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com for a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience, and you'll see why people are singing,
"We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia."
Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to Hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on Hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Ag Secretary Vilsack announcing that commodity and specialty crop producers impacted by natural disasters in 20 and 21 will soon receive emergency relief payments.
We are announcing the availability of approximately $6 billion that will be utilized to pay producers major losses resulting from weather events in 2020 and 2021. This was part of the $10 billion package that Congress passed, providing additional emergency relief. Now, this is going to cover crops, trees, bushes, and vines. We expect and anticipate that this will result in checks arriving sometime in the latter part of this month or the first part of June. This is the first tranche of resources provided under this program. There will be a second set of payments under both the livestock program and the crop program sometime in the summer to cover those who did not have livestock indemnity coverage, livestock forage coverage, or crop insurance or NAP coverage or had shallow losses. But the vast majority of producers who sustained losses during 2020 and 2021 will receive payments this spring, which is good news.
Find more information at fsa.usda.gov. A group of senators urging USDA to address extremely high levels of corporate concentration in infant formula. The request comes as infant formula shortages occurring nationwide. Senate Democrats Tammy Duckworth, Cory Booker, and Amy Klobuchar say the infant formula industry has reached an alarming level of corporate concentration with 4 companies, Abbott Nutrition, Mead Johnson, Gerber, and Perrigo, controlling nearly 90% of the infant formula market. The lawmakers say the concentration creates a serious risk of infant health. If there's a disruption to a major manufacturer's supply, Ag Secretary Vilsack urging states to adopt flexibility to support families. That is an Ag Business Update, reliable and relevant. RagView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Drinking the water from a flooded well can make you sick. Have the well cleaned and disinfected to make sure the water is safe on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
It's planting season. Race against the clock season. Mistakes can't happen season. And no one helps you face it all like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that gets you in and out of the field faster. That makes your spacing and depth more accurate. And that gives you the confidence that this season will be your best season. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
That's been inundated with flood water could end up with debris, bacteria, and other contaminants in your drinking water. It has to be cleaned out and tested before it's safe for humans and animals to use. Because wells are complicated, you'll need to get a hold of a licensed water well contractor to do any servicing of a flooded well. Michael Schneiders is a hydrogeologist with Water Systems Engineering in Ottawa, Kansas. He says one of the first steps is to purge the well.
The necessary time required to pump the well is dependent upon the well size and design, the aquifer, and the flood water depth and quality. As few as 3 hours and as many as 24 hours may be needed. It is recommended you purge the well until visual turbidity is gone. Visual turbidity is the means of evaluating a sample visually against an opaque background for signs of contamination or sediment.
Take the well pump apart to clean it separately. Then remove any sediment or debris that is collected in the lowest extension of the well. Schneider says the chemicals used for disinfection should be approved for potable water and selected based on suspected contaminants and the materials used in the well's construction.
Key steps in the process include using the correct dosage, targeting the entire well system with an adequate treatment volume, adjusting the pH if you live in a hard water or alkaline water area, and allowing sufficient contact time for the solution.
All associated piping and pumping equipment should also be disinfected with the solution. Before you take even a sip of water from the well, have it tested for total coliform bacteria. Learn more about cleaning a flooded well at agriculture.com.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTac. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Going through a Thursday today. Market's wrapping up in just a little bit. Being definitely a volatile day in the corn market. They've kind of bounced back and forth throughout the day. We have wheat still mostly lower. Soybeans mostly higher going through the afternoon here in the corn market. July corn sitting up 2 3/4. Pretty slow after the last hour or so. Sitting at 7.84 1/4. September's down 2 pennies at 7.51. And a quarter. In the wheat market, July KC wheat's down 31 1/4 cents at 12.93 1/4, with the September down by 30 cents at 12.97. On the flip side, though, soybeans are doing relatively well, with July soybeans up 30 cents in the green at 16.92 3/4. August up by a quarter at 16.32 even a bushel. On the meal market, July soybean meal sitting at 14.10 right now at 4.28.10, and the August up $13.80 at 4.23. And at 20 cents. Soybean oil, on the other hand, a little bit lower here. July oil's down $1.13 at $79.42. Cotton market mixed on the board, with July cotton up $3.52. They've taken a big jump over the last hour, sitting at 147.99. October's down 69 cents at 135.36. Oats market still mostly lower as well, with the July down 6 3/4 at 6.35 even a bushel. Livestock market real fast here. We see them still kind of mixed, but mostly lower. Live cattle's up slightly, with June live cattle up 30 cents at 131.80. August is up by 62 cents at 132.32. Feeder cattle for May is down $1.55 at 154.30. And the lean hogs are in the red by 47 cents at 105.62. U.S. dollar index today, kind of a big hit here. June index down $1.01 at 102.85. We have the 30-year bonds for June in green slightly at 140.26. And the 10-year notes sitting up slightly at 119.26. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
When it comes to your next quote-unquote new car, buying pre-owned is the new norm. And Midwest Kia is the perfect place to offer you the selection you need. We've got over 300 pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs, and practically every make and model. You want a low-price, reliable economy car? Midwest Kia has it. You want a family sedan ready for your next trip? Midwest Kia has it. You want a luxury SUV loaded with options? Midwest Kia has it. You'll find your next vehicle at a price you want, and you'll always experience Midwest Kia's better way to buy. Want more? We'll also have extra appraisers available to get you the best deal for your trade-in. How about more? Many of our pre-owned vehicles are 2020s with less than 10,000 miles, so what are you waiting for? Midwest Kia is your one-stop shop. MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. The past month's weather conditions have left many fall-planted crop growers curious about if and how their crop will recover. K-State canola agronomist Mike Staum discusses the condition of the canola crop in Kansas and how productive he thinks it might be after a shaky start. Even though a lot can happen between now and harvest, Staum remains hopeful.
Based on the conditions that we had this winter, I think the crop came through really well. Now, we've certainly had some challenges along the way. And when we think about canola and yield, the amount of leaf area that you have kind of over winter really kind of coincides with your yield potential at the end of the season. So in these years where we have these fluctuating temperatures and we lose that leaf area over the winter, we can oftentimes see lower yield potential than in the spring. In the years where we maintain that biomass, we typically have higher yield potential. So this year's crop, we saw that removal of the above-ground biomass, and thus we think yield potential may be a little bit less. But, of course, with the rain that we had, hopefully we'll see some rebound in the crop.
Staum is optimistic that canola will be able to yield reasonably well, despite getting off to such a slow start this spring.
Now is probably a really good time to get out and look again at the crop and just kind of see how the recovery is going. We know that canola is indeterminate, and so it's got numerous growing points on the plant. And so it could rejuvenate some of those growing points on the plants and so produce more buds, which will flower then and produce viable pods. If that occurs, then, we should definitely see some recovery in the crop. I would say we're probably a week to 10 days behind where we would typically be. But with the heat that we're having currently, I think we're probably going to catch up somewhat with the moisture that we've had. So it's going to be interesting to see how the crop goes ahead and fills out. So I definitely wouldn't write it off, especially if you received some moisture here this past week. I think we'll probably see some recovery.
The recent precipitation has positively impacted the state of the canola crop, according to Staum.
Winter canola is at its peak water demand, so this is when we really need to have soil moisture available to go ahead and fill. You know, if we can get through the next couple of weeks and get into full pod fill and things start to dry out, then I'm probably not as worried. If we didn't have this rain this past week, I'd really be worried, but that certainly helped the crop that's out there.
That was K-State canola agronomist Mike Stomm with his current observations on the state of the canola crop in Kansas. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Country music play here on Classic Country KMDY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.